Welcome to Run With It, Canada's running fitness and health program. On this month's episode, I was in conversation with Kathleen Carlson about mental health fitness. Check this out.
Joining me on Run With It, running fitness and health program, is a very special guest. Been wanting to do this interview for a long time. Her name is Kathleen Carlson. She is an accomplished founder and owner of Straight Up Executive Consulting. And that's a mouthful. And she's here today to talk about her expertise in the mental fitness arena. Welcome, Kathleen.
Hello, Christine. Thank you for having me. This is so awesome. And like you said, we've been trying to fit it together, and I love that we finally have. Yeah.
And we're both wearing pink. Really, our shades are a little bit different. But yeah,
mine's actually more purple, but it's showing purple. Up lighter. Yes. Yeah, but all the same family.
Oh, you know, Kathleen, what you do is so much needed in the mental fitness arena. Now, the physical fitness you need, but you also need the mental fitness. And can you tell us about your work?
Yeah. Well, yes, thank you. I spent 30 plus years in corporate America, and I was in leadership, senior leadership in a Fortune 50 company. We had a ton of moving parts, right? Personally, I was responsible for somewhere between 300 and 350 million in sales a year, wow. 2,000 plus employees, lots of moving parts. It was a great, great business, great learning, a lot of work, right? As it sounds like, right? So, you know, you learn a lot of skills, and today I get to guide. I went out, I left that. When I retired, I opened up my own company, Straight Up Executive Consulting. And at first it was like all about going out and helping people with their business. And they were smaller businesses than I was accustomed to. So I had things to lend, of course. I mean, you don't spend that much time gathering those tools that you couldn't help, but it didn't really matter who I worked with and what I helped them do for their business. It always came back to sort of mindset and things that were getting in their way, things when they knew it was time to build their business bigger, or they were all about their work, their business, and they felt like personally they were struggling. And they were, you know, relationships were struggling, their health was struggling and all that. And that's when I sort of, after a few years of doing it, I thought, I'm really a bigger help to them. Dealing with the mental side, dealing with not just mindset, because what I do today is so different from just mind. You can get mindset training, you know, every day, all day. And it's good. You need it, right? But you fall right back into it. You know, you learn the breathing techniques, which I'm sure as a runner, that's so huge for you. And it sets off those endorphins and you get all those positive chemicals in you. Well, I deal with some of that too, because you need to get that, you know, that helps you, keeps you out of that stress, that fight or flight, because you're dealing with people. You know, I'm dealing with leaders, and who you are as a leader is generally reflected in your team. So what depends on what you want, right? You have to be that person. So that's what really had me bringing in the mental piece in a much bigger way. And so I moved from mindset, which I was dealing with all the time, and I went out and I did some more research, more training. I love to learn. And I really got into not just, you know, mindset, but mental fitness. And that takes on a whole completely different arena. It just takes things deeper. I mean, you know, as a fitness person and all that health, you know, you don't go out and the first time you know, put the shoes on and the socks and go running, right? You know, you're not going to just hit 5 miles and go like crazy, right? You got to build up to it. You got to get your body ready. You got to breathe. The same is true of our mind. And I'm not sure many people look at it that way, right? Yeah. And it feels like something you can set aside and say, oh, you know, I'll hit the gym, I'll go do yoga, I'll go do meditation, and I'll get myself back in my zen. What I do isn't at all about those momentary things, but it's actually about shifting the mind the physical mind that's really inside of your head.
Yes. And, you know, so Kathleen, so take us through, how does it work, if I, you know, to come to you, how would you, you know, help the leader?
Yeah. So the first thing, you know, the first thing we do is we get clear, right? So I really know that all of us are like multifaceted human beings. That's no surprise, right? And there's all these pieces of us, right? So there's health in general. And some people think health means my heart works, I don't have diabetes, whatever health looks like, you know, or I'm a certain size. But I look at health as mental, physical, and emotional, because you can't separate them, they're all intertwined. And then you have all the other pieces, right? So you might say, so you have your finance, your relationships, your purpose. You know, people are like, what's my purpose? That's a big buzzword, right? And people want to know what that is. And then you look at the work piece, whether you're running a business or you're running in a business. And just all those key areas. Well, they're not all just on autopilot. When one or two of them are off or not, like I say, you know, your goal is to sort of be functioning in a circle as if you were riding on a tire. And when you ignore any area for too long, it kind of breaks, right? So what do I do? So that's generally, somebody comes to me when they're struggling, they're stuck, or they're about to explode and they want to take that next big step and they want some support in doing that. So that's where I come in and guide and mentor. But so the first thing is like, what do you truly want? Now you can, finance is always a triggering mental space for, that's probably one of the bigger ones, right? So it's like, well, what is it you see yourself having? What is it you want out of your business? What is it you want for your life? That's the first thing, is just to get clear. That's the first thing I do, is like, what do you really want? And we're not talking vision board, you know, where you slap something on a cardboard and hope it comes to you because you're allowing God's energy to bring it. Yes, that's a piece of it. But it's kind of like getting really clear and resonating. So we get clear. What do you want? And then the big piece where I come in is, now what's standing in your way? You know, what are the beliefs? What are your past practices? What is your underlying values that maybe you're ignoring that is keeping you from getting there? And that's where we go really into, pretty heavily into, what I call the saboteurs. Because, you know, we're always looking for what's the problem out there, right? I need one more class. I need one more training. I need. And the fact is, it's all really inside of you, right? So I help you get out of your own way to get that out. So we look at what's sabotaging you. You know, you maybe you have 15 sales calls to make today, but instead you turn the television on and you start watching TV. And it's kind of like, well, why? Did you really want that? You know, and who's coming in? And it's normally that side of that brain going, don't call, you're going to feel stupid. They're going to tell you no. You know, then you're going to feel bad. And, you know, and the mind starts working on us and telling us all the reasons we can't, all based on past history, right? So that's just the brain. That's that reptilian brain we all talk about, right? And we run on autopilot or on subconscious mind 99% of the day. Mm-hmm. And what I do is I help you realize that you have a choice. You don't have to run on that subconscious mind. Becoming aware that, you know, okay, so my mind's just filled me full of all the reasons why I shouldn't do this, can't do this, won't be successful at it. I get you into your body and say, okay, stop. Let's just stop. And I have all kind of little techniques, like, you know, that I could show that will get you to center. And instead of making decisions from flight, fight, freeze, we're all very aware of those terms, frenzy, anxiety, so huge. I can give you guidance that gets you pretty quickly at least back to neutral, right? Mm-hmm. And then if we can move to the right side of the brain where we're dealing with our conscious mind, think, I just took a vacation, I did yoga, I did Pilates, I went for that long run and I've got all the endorphins going and I feel good. What if I could take you from that frenzied place to that feel-good place? And from that space, you run your life. From that space, you make decisions. Yeah, from that place you engage your team, right? Mm-hmm. We've all been engaged by somebody who was like not in a great space and you're like, whoa, I want to get away from this person quickly. That doesn't make you a great leader. So I don't know if that sounded a little convoluted, but that's it. It's realizing that you can have all the skills in the world. And most of the leaders I deal with, they have it, right? They've been to the colleges, they've been to the management courses, they know how to do their job, but they're just not maximizing or capitalizing or being as good at it as they want, or they could be great at it, but the rest of their life kind of stinks because they can't get a balance back. And I help them bring that balance back.
Yes. And like, Kathleen, like, is it very subjective, like seeing results? If they, you know,
yes and no. You know, obviously I can't do the work for anyone, but I can bring it to them, and my job is to keep it in front of them, right? I haven't had anybody fail. That's the exciting thing, whatever failure looks like. But once you, because the key is, once you know what you want, and we do things that align that with your values, because a lot of us are out there doing things that at the end of the day, when we dissect it, we don't get any better at it, or we don't climb the ladder, or we don't expand our business, because in the truth, it really doesn't align with who we are. So when we get you in the right place doing the things that you really, really want, and we increase those mental fitness tools, you're pretty unstoppable, honestly. There's really, you know, and not everybody wants to grow an empire. Some people realize, you know, I'm pretty happy if I get X amount of dollars coming in and I have this much time, and we make that okay, you know. So, we definitely measure. I mean, I can easily, especially if it's a, you know, whatever kind of business it is, results are, you know, 10 times their sales pretty quickly, increase their profits, which is what, you know, drives the boat. But the human factor, because when you show up better, you do better. When you're comfortable, when you're not afraid, when you're in yourself, all the capabilities that are inside of you, which I think is pretty limitless for most people, they get a chance to come out. They get a chance to really shine forward. And it's exciting to watch. It's a thrill to be a part of. I can't even say how many people have said, oh my gosh, I'm 3 sessions in with you and you've changed my life. Or my spouse or my husband says, oh my gosh, or my kids. It usually comes from kids too, that they're like, a little boy said, I think I got my daddy back. I don't know what you're doing, Dad, but I think I got my daddy back, you know, because he wasn't wearing stripes 24/7. So yeah, there's, you know, a lot of ways to measure success, I guess.
No, it's wonderful. It's like a, you know, heart base, right? I mean, you are creating that space, but it's a safe space, right? Because you want them to succeed where they're struggling with. And, you know, and I love the type straight up. I just love it.
I'll tell you where that came from. Yeah. And I would say to anybody that's listening, you know, straight up isn't about, hey, yeah, don't worry, you're never going to fail. You're just going to the top. That's not it at all. What straight up came from is I realized, kind of early on in my career and with all the employees I dealt with and all that, that it was a gift when someone would tell you what was real and what you needed to hear, of course, in a constructive way. I always say, you're going to get it straight from me. I work hard to deliver my message with love for sure. But when, you know, we need somebody in our life that'll just say, well, can I point this out? You know, you said this is what you wanted, and however, all these things you're doing are not lending itself to that. So do we change what we wanted, or do we need to realign kind of thing? Or to just say, you know, I just observed you with, you know, your team, and you might have been a little bit of a creep there. Or I don't know if you noticed, I might not call them a creep, but I might say, I don't know if you noticed, but about 5 minutes into what you were saying, people left you. They might have, their bodies stood there, but they were no longer engaged. They were no longer, you know, so it's that observation, that ability to tell you what you need to know, and just whatever category it's in. That I mean, I worked for big bosses, and no one should ever be surprised when they get their evaluation or when you share something with them. And I've had it both ways where glowing reviews, and I was like, man, I'm shocked. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, I had no idea you felt this way about me. well, that's not good. And yes. I've also read things, and it's kind of like, this happened 9 months ago, and you never said a word. You put it on a piece of paper. You know, so it's that being, so I appreciate this great talk. I appreciate, tell me what's real right now. Not always bad. It's good, and, you know, and it's all for a purpose. It's not for trash. That's where Straight Up came from.
Yes, no, I love it. I love it. It's like, you're training like brain fitness. You're training to, and you need the open communication to be able to do that well. Yeah. And I love what you said that, just to paraphrase, if I may, is like, if you don't really want to be create an empire, that's okay. You want to do create revenue, that's enough for you. And I think that's it's very, just being honest with yourself and what you want is really the key. And you know, Kathleen, mental fitness is like, and physical fitness, when you have both, it's wonderful. It can, you're so strong and you can think clearer. I mean, you know, you're in the mental fitness arena expertise, but the reading, social connected, right? Being socially connected will work too, right?
So, absolutely, yeah. Well, you know, the thing is like, I mentioned the saboteurs, and you know, there's a ton of research now, you know, and I love it because I used to talk to myself all the time. I still talk to myself, but I purposely talk to my little mental monkey, which I, you know, I refer to him, to the one that's kind of sabotaging you, that's saying, don't raise your hand, don't stand up, you know, stay small, be quiet, that's stupid, you know, whatever it is, you know, those thoughts come mostly from when we were little children, where we learned behaviors based on what everybody else wanted us to do. Well, here we are as full-grown adults, and there's some big pieces of us that are still operating under those systems. So the saboteur, and I have an assessment that is really, you know, really easy to take, and you can find out what it is, you know, whether you're acting out of victimhood, whether you're a stickler, you know, whatever, you know, they got cute little names, but all of us have the same operating system, all of us. And it's designed to keep us safe. I mean, we need that operating system. It's what keeps us out of trouble. It's what takes your hand off the hot stove, that sort of thing. But it's also the same system that keeps us small. It's the same system that brings up every bad memory you ever had and says, don't do that. Remember how that hurt. And the more emotional the situation, the more often the brain calls on that, because it really makes an imprint, right? And it might not have anything to do with what you're doing today, but yet the brain brings it to you to keep you safe. So it's helpful to know. And I continue to be amazed at people going, I had no idea this is what was driving me. So you take the simple assessment, you find out, you know, who it is that's driving you, and it's some piece of you. And it's usually, the funny thing is, it's a piece that you're really good at, but you've taken it too far, right? So like the stickler, for example, I'll just pull that guy out. He's punctual, he's detail oriented, he's, you know, loves order. Those are good things that make you a leader. So yes, of course, but when you take it too far and now you can't have a conversation without criticizing someone because they're less than perfect, or you can't do anything unless it's perfect. Now the procrastination comes in because, you know, you're not going to do it if you can't be perfect. Well, there aren't a lot of perfect people out there. So I help you realize, you know, when good is good enough, you know, sort of the 80-20 rule. And when you, you know, when you're acting out something that was a good trait in you and you've taken it too far. And so that's a lot of where the straight talk comes into. It's just honest, like, let's capture that, but let's don't let it engulf us. I don't know if that makes sense or not to you,
yes,
but yeah.
It's great information. And I mean, you know, so what other services do you provide, Kathleen?
Well, okay, so first of all, there's the overall coaching. I have group programs too, where we take and groups go through this mental fitness together. And it starts out with just a simple 6-week program where we learn about ourselves, the saboteurs, and what's really important about that is what areas that actually affecting your life. And that's what's funny is it's not always exactly what you think it is. And so people are like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. They kind of see themselves that way at work, but they had no idea they took it home to their children. They didn't realize that, you know, that's why they were struggling in social life, because they you know, they're still organizing everybody they know. Not everybody wants to be organized. You know, that sounds simple, but we don't realize what we take with us and how it interacts with the things we have. So I do that. I do private coaching. And of course, I do business coaching. You know, I definitely help people grow their business, grow their sales, their, you know, their bottom lines, that sort of thing, and really just encapsulate all of those areas of their life. So a personal coach, a personal guide for executives with a heavy emphasis on mental fitness. So I've worked with, you know, I have people that have their own businesses that would, you know, in our world would be called small businesses, you know, less than, you know, 100 employees or something like that, or people that own, you know, all the way down to the solopreneur, you know, who says this is what I'm building. Yeah. And sort of in between, I've had professionals, you know, lawyers, accountants, things like that, that are in their own business. Because truth is, mental fitness is part of every professional's life. Well, everybody's, right? And The world's full of anxiety and angst and what about me-isms and me-toos and, you know, and we're finding ourselves benefiting from some guidance there.
Yes, and Kathleen, you can, you know, you do virtual, right, as well?
Absolutely. I do virtual. Ever since, you know, our little mishap we had in life, a lot of it's moved to virtual. And it's faster and we get there, but I also meet people. I do have to do intensives where we work through your business or personal, whatever it is that you need. It's used generally one or the other. And those are usually in person if we can make that happen, but we can still do that virtually too. And I speak. I go out and, you know, take stages and entertain. What do they call it? Educate. I forget how they put it together, but something like that. But yeah, so I take stages and I'm a facilitator, so I can go into large groups. I did that for a big part of my career, where I bring a topic in and we go through that, and you know, always add some of the mental fitness, always, because we can't go anywhere without our mind.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Kathleen, people want to reach out to you. Like, where can they go? Where can they find you?
Well, if you want to reach out to me by email, you can go to Kathleen@straightupsuccess.com. And my website is straightupsuccess.com. So that's kind of easy to do. And I'll give you the link for my free assessment if somebody wants to take that assessment. And I'll say this, because a lot of people are afraid of, where's that information going? It's going nowhere. You don't send it. So it's private. It's only to you. Nobody captures, you know, we're not getting your answers unless you decide. There's a space on there that says, who would you like to share this with? If you want to share it with me, then you can, Kathleen@straightupsuccess.com. And there's also, of course, a calendar if you want to set up a free consultation. If you want to talk more about your saboteurs and what you can do about them and where else they might be affecting you, I'll definitely go on a consultation with you. So you can reach me in any of those places. And, of course, I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and we'll have all of my little channel things down there, YouTube.
Oh, and is there anything else you'd like to add, Kathleen?
Can I share my latest little project?
Yes.
I know you're a part of too. This is something that we've been doing literally for the last year with Deb Drummond, and I'm not sure how clear that's coming out. So this is our book. It is finally launched. Inside of here are 262 incredible, amazing women who are all part of this book, and it's just beautiful, and the women all are sharing stories and what you need to know about things, and it's just a great inspirational book. Deb Drummond is the curator of all of this, and you can purchase this on Amazon right now, but it is such a beautiful book, such a great gift, and the project itself is just amazing. So if anybody's looking for places to speak, because that's another whole side of what I do, if you'd like to get on stages and you'd like to find ways, you can reach me the same way, and we can talk about that too. So,
yes, and it's a great coffee book too, coffee table book.
Oh, it's a beautiful book. It's a hardbound book. You know, it's thick. It's over 2 pounds. What I've been finding myself do is, you know, it's not a book that you have to read cover to cover by any stretch, right? So what I find myself do is every day I sort of pick a page and I just go in and see what that person is sharing with me for the day. And it's also kind of a Rolodex. There's powerful, amazing women in here that are doing great things in life. And if you need inspiration, you want to connect with some of the women, this is your book. It's beautiful.
Thank you, Kevin Klein, and you are an inspiration. And it was so lovely speaking with you today. And let's do another one, but not that long to do it.
We did go a while. That's, I'm a chatter, I guess.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much for being a guest on Run With It.
Yeah, thank you. You're amazing, and I'm honored to be here. I so appreciate you.
Everyone, join me, Christine Blanchette, for monthly episodes of Run With It, Canada's only running fitness and health program. We cover events, we do in-depth interviews with athletes, coaches, wellness professionals, and more. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to our channel.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here, Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome you for our Sports Doctors In segments on Run With It, where we share some advice on doing some important things like preventing running and sports-related injuries and enhancing performance. It's always great to be part of Christine's show, and we'll see you each time. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for watching. If you have a question or comment about today's episode, go to our website, runwithit.ca. Until next time, run with it.
Run With It is sponsored by Mallory's Fashion Network, the Rio Theater, and Craft Hair Academy.